This is Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail I am on January 26 regarding Walter Tate, T-A-I-T, a day after an accident. Since my last evaluation, it is seen in the records that Mr. Tate was evaluated on 6-6-11 by Dr. Hall, H-O-L-L, period. At that time, he found no clinical evidence of psychiatric disability specifically related to the accident of 7/30/09, period. He was evaluated on 9/16/11 by an orthopedist named Dr. Akin, E-A-K-I-N, period. He noted Mr. Tate was status post-acromioplasty with debridement of a partial rotator cuff tear. Grady was cleared to full duty and had achieved maximum medical improvement, period. He also underwent serial laboratory tests from 2/6/12 through 11/26/12 to check his international normalization rate for oral anticoagulant therapy. Period, new paragraph on 3/26/12, Mr. Tate was seen by Dr. Richard Strauss, S-T-R-A-U-S-S. In follow-up period at that time, he was taking warfarin, parentheses, anticoagulant, close parentheses, comma, Percocet, comma, Lyrica, comma, and Cymbalta, period. When seen again on 9/24/12, he was referred for x-rays of the lumbar spine. Pretty was completed on 9/27/12. Noting he previously had undergone a lumbar fusion. Period, this study was compared to x-rays taken on 12/6/11. Period, the radiographic appearance was unchanged since that study. Period, there continued to be grade 2 anterolisthesis of L5 in relation to S1. With associated posterior fusion hardware at L5-S1, semicolon, posterior osteophytic ridging versus borderline retrolisthesis of L4 in relation to L5, semicolon, significant loss of disc space stature at L5-S1. Grid Mr. Tate continues to receive pain management as recently as 1/13/13 from Dr. Lisko, L-I-S-K-O. He does have a legal proceeding ongoing in this matter. Period. Work history. This 56-year-old married white male missed 7 months of work due to his accident. Period. He's since been able to continue working in a full duty capacity as a service manager for the insured. Period. He did not indicate whether he planned to be at his regular job in the coming 6 months. Period, his hobbies include hunting, comma, fishing, comma, hiking, comma, bike riding, comma, and walking dogs. Past medical history. He does not smoke tobacco, but drinks alcoholic beverages on weekends. Period, he is right-handed. Period. His primary care physician is Dr. Christine Tarigian, T-A-R-I-G-I-A-N. Present complaints. At the time of the current examination, Mr. Tate complains of back pain, common numbness in the left and right foot, common and spiking pains in his feet, period. The spiking pain in his left hand started a couple of weeks ago. Period, he complains of constipation. Period, he is able to attain an erection. and orgasm, but less so than in the past period. He denies any bowel or bladder incontinence. Period, he wears no splints, braces, or supports. Nor does he use any handheld assistive devices for ambulation. Period, overall, the symptoms are getting worse. Period, current medications. Warfarin, comma, oxycodone as needed, comma, Cymbalta, 90 milligrams, comma, Lyrica on a decreasing basis, comma, and Gralise, G-R-A-L-I-S-E, which he just started. Physical exam. Height 6-0, weight 236, blood pressure 138 over 84, pulse 80. General appearance examinee is an adult white male mesomorph. The rest of that section is normal. Extremities up with a well-healed portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Circumferences mid-biceps, right 35.0, left 34.0. Shoulder maneuvers, normal back row. Extremities lower, normal back row. Circumferences, calf on the right, 40.0, on the left, 40.0. Spine cervical, normal macro, thoracic, normal macro, spinal cervical. He was able to walk on his heels without difficulty. Appeared he could walk on his toes with some difficulty on the left. Appeared inspection revealed two sets of two paramedian scars oriented in a longitudinal direction consist with history of surgery described. Appeared he sat at 90 degrees lumbar flexion but actively flexed to 70 degrees. Appeared extension was limited to 20 degrees with bilateral rotation and side bending accomplished fully. Period. There was a positive Hoover test for symptom magnification. Impressions and analyses. On 7:30:09, Mr. Walter Tate, comma, 56-year-old male, comma, was involved in a work-related motor vehicle accident, as previously described, and will be reiterated here. For this will be drawn from pages 2 through the middle of page 4 of my prior report. Period, and bold that sentence. Since my prior evaluation, Mr. Tate received underwent orthopedic evaluation by Dr. Aiken on 9/16/11 when he was determined to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Pretty also returned to Dr. Strauss and had x-rays of the lumbar spine that were unchanged compared to an earlier study. Mr. Tate has been able to continue working in a full duty capacity with the insured. Pretty has also been able to continue carrying out physically rigorous recreational activities. Period, new paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Tate on 1/14/13 found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period, provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period, there was a positive Hoover test with symptom magnification. Period, there was no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits in either the upper or lower extremities. Period, provocative maneuvers about the shoulders were unremarkable. Period, in comparing to current evaluation with that previously performed, there's not been a significant progression for the worse to a material degree. Period, new paragraph, this case represents the same amount of disability previously ordered, parentheses, and in bolds, bold. Please insert previous levels of disability and diagnoses, close parentheses, period, and